the beginning of the 1930s, driven by his childhood memories, the painter started visiting Trogir. Scenes and impressions from the past are enriched by new observations and experiences, which brought about a large cycle of Veduta of Trogir, and two exhibitions, 1936 in Split and 1937 in Zagreb. The critics, blind to the artistic quality of his earlier works, rediscovered the rejuvenated painter. The first results of his painting visits do not differ greatly from his earlier works. At first, Vidovich's Trogir is completely static, and the heavy atmosphere created by several balanced, dark tons weighs heavily upon its darkly outlined silhouettes. Several years later, a new, emotionally excited Trogir would appear, whose physical shape would be almost unrecognisable, strewn over the canvas by the powerful wide strokes of the rebellious brush. These would be Trogir before rain, or Trogir after rain, although the stormy weather would actually be another name for the painter's mental state, always inscribed into the structure of his paintings. Thus, using a tempestuous expressionist intonation, Emanuel Vidovich would once more bring his painting to the edge of abstraction.